and welcome to MR Safety Week 2020 SMRT Podcast. This electronic platform we are using for these podcasts is provided courtesy of Northwest Imaging Forums, and we appreciate their support. I'm Bill Faulkner, and with me on this podcast is Vera Kimbrell and John Campbell. Welcome to you both. Hello.
Hey, Bill.
Hi, Bill.
As you may be able to guess, if not now, in just a little bit, John's not exactly a Southern boy here like me. So, John, where do you live and work? And tell us a little bit about what you do in your current position.
Sure. So I'm based in the UK, and I'm currently working for the University of Oxford at the Wellcome Centre for Integrative Neuroimaging. I'm not a local, though. I'm from Australia originally. And so I've been in the UK for about 15 years now, I think, working across the NHS and other sort of university institutions.
Awesome. Wonderful. We appreciate you being with us on this. Now, in this podcast, we're going to address a slightly different topic. And what I'd like to do before we start is provide some background, and then I want to get your guys' thoughts on this, because I think this is a very important topic. The ASTM International, which was formerly known as the American Society for Testing and Materials, is an international standards organization, and they develop and publish voluntary consensus technical standards for a wide range of materials, products, systems, and services. Now, the ASTM standard F2503 defines three terms for labeling of items as it relates to being brought into an MRI environment. Typically, what we think of with this is implants and devices, which have been tested using established, internationally recognized testing methodologies defined by the ASTM International. For example, they test for deflection, torque forces, heating, and so on. And they have different tests defined for that. Now, in 2005, these labeling terms were adopted and applied by the FDA. And the terms are, which most people I'm sure are familiar with, MR safe, MR unsafe, and MR conditional. Now, in order to actually be labeled with one of these three terms and icons, the items must have been tested and shown to meet a definition of that term. In other words, an item with one of these labels has been tested and affirmed to meet the definition of the term. So just as a quick review, the definitions are MR safe, is an item that poses no known hazards resulting from exposure to any MR environment. That's something like wood, glass, plastic, so on. In other words, it's not going to hurt you unless somebody picks it up and throws it at you and hits you. Anything that is metallic, magnetic, or electrically activated cannot and will not be labeled as MR safe. So to be tested and labeled as safe, it cannot have any metallic component. MR conditional is defined as an item that's demonstrated safety in the MR environment within, defined conditions. Now, in other words, tested under these conditions, found not to pose problem under those conditions. The current definition of MR unsafe is an item which poses unacceptable risk to the patient, medical staff, or other persons within the MRI environment. Now, keep in mind, in order to be labeled as MR unsafe, the item has to have been tested and confirmed that it is in fact unsafe, which brings us to the topic of this podcast, finally. And that is this fourth term. I've heard people, you know, there's MR unsafe, there's MR conditional, there's MR safe, and then there's everything else.
So, Bill,
a broad bucket. What, I mean, how do y'all see it?
Well, I think that the first problem is that all of us, when we teach MRI safety, we say, okay, so if it's been tested, then it's okay. If it's been tested and proved to be conditional, then it's okay. And but everything else we just is assumed to be MRI unsafe unless proven otherwise. And the proving otherwise for metal is pretty easy. You stick a magnet on it and, you know, it sucks up, it doesn't suck up. Then
right.
You know,
either sucks or doesn't suck.
Exactly. Yep. So it can go into the and it can go into the magnet. But as we know, there are all kinds of other problems with, you know, with MRI safety. So there's RF and there's gradients and, yep. You know, there's induced currents and, you know, there's all this other stuff. And that's not so easy tested by one of us. So that means that everything else that hasn't been labeled has to be assumed to be MRI unsafe. And that's, you know, that's probably not actually reasonable. So.
It's not true. And that's why I'm saying, I think that's, for me personally, I think that's part of the problem. Untested doesn't mean automatically unsafe. John, in your environment in the UK and other places you've worked, how do you find that those in and outside of the MR community kind of refer to this everything else bucket, which is a huge bucket that can contain a wide range of yes or no's, you know?
Yeah, no, I mean, it's very variable, and it also depends on what you're talking about. So while you might sort of refer to an implant as being not known or MR safety, like just likely unsafe, we have a lot of equipment that we come across in the research environment. So we'll use tags like untested or sort of not confirmed for safety, and we'll also have bits of equipment that will have sort of various bits on them. So some bits we know will be okay and some bits aren't. And that's, yeah, it's just a bit of a sort of a blob, I suppose, as to what the best way is to refer to this stuff.
It gives a lot of leeway to for people to make up terms that only they understand and then use in public and sort of explain. And so we come up with a lot of different terms that have meaning only for a few people and are misunderstood by many.
You know, it reminds me of the time when certain items, and this was actually a approved term by the FDA, and that's MR compatible. That one always got me. What the crap does that mean? You know, compatible. You know, my wife and I are compatible, but we don't always get along. I mean, I don't know. Is that, you know, what's the, you know, so when, and I think that's the danger. I think there's several things here, and this is what I kind of like, again, like to get you guys' feedback on. The fact that we don't have a consistent term for education purposes that everybody uses. Again, let me give you an example. I have a friend, good friend, MR tech, recently retired, had to have a complete shoulder, you know, total shoulder replacement. And the item has not been tested. It's just not been tested. Not labeled, not tested. And he's afraid he couldn't get was not going to be able to get an MRI. And I said, well, send me the stuff on it. Let me look at it. Not that it matters, but just let me look at it. And when you look at it and you look at the components and you look at the makeup of it, clearly it's likely okay. It's just, you know, it's like any other type of hip or, you know, joint replacement. It's just not been tested. And sadly, unless we come up with a consistent term for this stuff, it could get lumped into, well, it's not tested, so it's unsafe. And that's, I don't think, is fair to the patients. John, I mean, do you see that?
Yeah, no.
We're talking about implants and devices.
Yeah, I mean, MRI compatible for something that was phased out so long ago just comes up so frequently that I think a lot of people who are sort of outside of the MRI environment when it comes to safety will sort of spring to like using the word MRI compatible, but obviously, that's not, it shouldn't be a term that's used anymore, but it's not well defined and it's going to mean different things for different people. And yeah, I mean, it adds to confusion, but yeah, having a better term would be very, very helpful if we could sort of get that out into the community, I think.
Well, I think we have to do it and we have to do it pretty quickly. It took us 20 years to stamp out MRI compatible. And it still crops up every now and then.
It still flops around like a fish on the bank. Every once in a while washes up.
You know, and one of us will like, you know, slap somebody every time they do it. So if we kind of just keep this, you know, well, you guys use whatever term you want on this side of the pond, and the guys on the other side of the pond will use something different, and, you know, be country specific, and, you know, it just kind of opens up the window for people to, you know, to use whatever they want, and us to, you know, like the, you know, Tower of Babel, we're all speaking, we're talking about the same thing, but we're using a different language.
Yeah, and I think that can be, you know, that can be problematic. You know, to a certain extent, you know, somewhat from a safety standpoint, but I think equally to that, it's allowing, getting patients to be able to have an exam when somebody realizes, well, no, it's not unsafe, it's just not been tested, or, you know, it's unknown, you know, there's foreign bodies, you know, I mean, that falls into that category. But just because it hasn't been tested doesn't mean it's unsafe. You can, someone knowledgeable in MR safety can look at it and say, yeah, you know, the risk is kind of low here, and, you know, the patient can benefit from this. And I do think consistency of a term is extremely important. That's why I'm a big advocate of coming up with some standardized term for everything else.
Mm. We are so consistent with a lot of the MR safety stuff around the world, which is, I think we're really, really lucky in that respect. So, yeah, this seems like a term that is a good one to tackle. And, yeah, it's better to have a term that indicates that there's a bit of work that's required here than if something's sort of incorrectly termed MR unsafe, and then that sort of patient is denied an exam or something else, when really what should be happening is that we go and have a look at what the implant is and make our own decisions about the MR safety.
Right. I mean, don't just, you know, deny the, you know, it's easy to say no, you know, and that's not in the best interest of the patient. I mean, here's another example. Doesn't, I don't know if it necessarily falls in this category. I guess it would fall more in an off-label thing, but it could be that. I mean, let's take, for example, you've got a cardiac pacemaker from vendor A, and they have a lead from vendor B. No, they weren't tested together. But again, it's, you know, it's that situation where it's not proven to be unsafe. It's just not been tested. And that in and of itself doesn't mean it's unsafe.
Well, I think that that's probably the crux of the issue, is that, you know, proven to be unsafe, you know, that's, when we use the word unsafe, we don't necessarily in our minds think that it's proven to be unsafe. We use unsafe in a way that really means untested.
Right. Or unknown.
Or unknown.
So right. It's, if we don't know about it and it's not been tested, okay, it's just unsafe.
It's just unsafe. Right. So we make that leap pretty quickly.
And again, I think it's, you know, from our patients, I think it would be, you know, be to their benefit. Again, scanning outside conditions of use doesn't mean unsafe. It just means not known, you know. But we, as part of the MR community, can, you know, I think help with the radiologist and determining risk benefit for the patients. Any final thoughts from you two on this? I just wanted to throw this out here. The reason for this podcast was, you know, kind of my idea. It was because I wanted to throw it out there because I really believe there's a need for a consistent term to describe this, so that we do better for our patients.
So I hear you. I think that, you know, the devil's advocate point of this is we're asking the ASTM, which is a standards organization, and to them it seems a little odd to place a label on something that then won't be tested. We're asking a testing organization to label something as untested, or to allow us to use the term untested.
Well, and I think, and then go back to devil's advocate, because I've been on a little working group, as Vera knows, with this in talking with the ASTM. So understand that those of us that are advocating for this, number one, this is not a term that will be used, that is to be used by an equipment vendor. It's not a label. And as such, there is no icon. It's simply a it's a definition. And I believe that in a standards organization, they have a means to define a term. This term means, you know, I mean, you could say, you know, things that fall under this category, you know, MR safe, yeah, yeah, that will be labeled MR safe. This will be referred to as MR conditional if it meets this definition. This will be referred to as MR unsafe if it meets this definition. And if it meets none of those definitions, it will be referred to as the fourth term, whatever.
So
term.
So I think we could, we should use the millennial IDK.
Yeah, maybe that. Yeah, IDK. That's a good one. Maybe we ought to run that one up the flagpole and see if anybody salutes it.
I'm pretty sure it's going to go.
That's pretty
over.
Good. I think actually on the last one of the last meetings I was on, there, you know, what do we call it? I go, well, crap, why don't we just call it the fourth term?
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of like safety of the fourth kind.
Yeah.
John, any final thoughts on you? We've been kind of babbling on here.
I think so when I sort of initially heard this, I was quite dubious, I think, because when there's already so much terminology that we use in MR safety, and I was like, well, what's the point of sort of having another term? But when you do sit down and look at it, it is actually something that's going to be really useful, I think, and it's definitely worth consideration. So whether or not it's something that comes in or not, I think it's a good sort of thing to be talking about and thinking about, as well as to what do we call something that's not one of our MR unsafe, MR conditional, or MR safe categories.
Yeah. All right. Well, that will wrap it up here for us. We'll bring this this particular podcast to an end. I want to thank Vera and John for joining me. I want to thank you guys for listening. So stay tuned for additional podcasts and other stuff. Check out the SMRT's huge library of continuing education, educational materials. If you're not a member, shame on you. Join up. Thanks, guys, again for joining me. And we're out of here. Everybody take care.